Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from Marion's Dairy Bar there in East House, one of the owners there, Martin Brumler. How are you, Martin?
Doing awesome.
Glad to have you on the program, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, always glad to have you in the studios, especially to talk about a big event you guys have coming up Saturday. But before we do that, part of that is some history here. And what is it, the Ice Cream Boy? Is that what he's called?
We call him the Ice Cream Boy. There's a big debate on the internet about if he has a real name, but...
All right. But
if he does, I'm not telling you.
You're not telling.
Nope.
Ice Cream Boy. Now, he's been around for a long time, hasn't he?
Yeah, we have a picture, 1969, the day they put him on the roof, and he hasn't been off since.
No kidding. Yep. So he's gone through some real weathering.
He's seen, think about everything that's happened since then, and he's seen it all. Yep.
Wow, he has. Well, he got taken down recently, and now he's, is he refurbished now?
Yeah, he needed a little bit of restoration and got a new paint job, and I saw him last night, and wow, he looks awesome.
He looks awesome.
So very excited.
And that's what we're here to talk about, because Ice Cream Boy will be going back up on the roof there at Marion's very soon, right?
Yeah, and we thought it would be a neat idea. So on Saturday, we're going to have him on the ground in front of Marion's, and you can come and get your picture taken right up next to him and see him close up, once in a lifetime, pretty much. Because I'm telling you, it's been nothing but stress since we've had him down, so I'm not doing it again while I'm alive.
My kid can handle it.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. Yeah, might as well pass it along to the next generation.
So once in a lifetime chance to get up close and see him, and he's really neat. It's worth it.
Now how big, because I'm trying to search my memory banks, how big is Ice Cream Boy?
He is... it's 9 feet to the top of the ice cream cone, and it's huge. When you get up close, you can't believe it. This weekend, my six-year-old was, that's all he would talk about. Well, could he fit in our house? No, couldn't fit in. Could he fit in Walmart? No, maybe, but every building we pass, would he fit in there to try and figure it out? And he's really big.
All right. He's big in more ways than just physically. He's like you said, an icon here in the Towises, and he's going to be going back up on the roof. But as you mentioned before that, Saturday, he is available for some picture taking.
Yep, you can come down. He's going to get there in the morning, and haven't decided if we're going to tarp him up and do a big reveal, but we'll probably just let him be there. And as long as you're gentle, you can come up and get close to him and take a picture. And then we're doing a big picture about 2:30-ish. It's opening day of T-ball or baseball, and it's prom day. So I'm trying to get between my own family and all these little kids and all the kids that work there. We want a big group photo, and I thought, why couldn't it? Let's just get everybody we can. So around 2:30, everyone is invited. Let's get a really neat big old picture, and we'll hang it on Marion's till forever. It'll hang on the wall, and a neat day.
Part of history, that's for sure. All right, 2:30, but anytime before that. Now, you guys open the doors tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we'll be open tomorrow. The ice cream gets delivered in the morning, and I've got to make some waffle cones. So when I'm ready, I'll open the doors.
Then you'll open the doors. But then it's another whole season of great treats from Marion's Dairy Bar.
We're ready to go, yeah.
That's right. Stop on in on Saturday, grab some great treats, get your picture taken with Ice Cream Boy.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe, since there's no real name for him, maybe that's the next big thing.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm kind of... maybe. Let's leave it at that.
Leave it at that, but come on out. So they can come. What time does Marion's open on Saturday?
On Saturday, we'll be there at noon.
Noon. Yep. So you can start coming out at noon to get your picture taken.
Come on out at noon, get an ice cream cone, hopefully it's nice weather.
Oh, we're going to hope for the best. And then at 2:30, the big group picture. So if you want to be a part of history that way, too.
Yep. And if you take your picture before and you send it to us, we'd love to have them anyways to put it on our Facebook page or on our walls even, We'd love to see them.
Boy, you bet. Now, anything new on the menu this year?
Yeah, we're actually adding breakfast this year. That's another big change for us. And we're doing fresh, made from scratch. And we figured we'll do something a little different. So we're famous for waffle cones. So we're going to do fresh, our own recipe, Belgian waffles and big fat breakfast sandwiches and some omelets. And the key is everything is made fresh every day, and nothing, we don't even have a deep fryer, no freezer. The only thing in our freezer is ice cream. That's how it works for breakfast.
So. Well, we know they're going to be good because everything else at Marion's is good.
Try and live up to the standard that the Marion set.
There you go. Yeah.
Long ago.
Yeah, that bar was high, and you've kept it high ever since. No doubt. But come on out and get your picture taken with Ice Cream Boy. That's this Saturday, 2:30, Marion's Dairy Bar. You guys are located right across from the State Docks.
Can't miss us.
That's right, in East Towis. And one of the owners, Martin Brumler. Martin, thank you for joining us.
Thank
we'll look
you for
forward to seeing
us.
You Saturday,
okay,
my friend.
Come get an ice cream.